Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter, and today I'm going to talk about how to be a happier person. Why is it that when you see me, I'm typically smiling, I'm in a positive mood, highly energetic? It takes a lot for me to be in a bad mood, and even when I am in a bad mood, I aim to always get into a positive mood immediately, because the worst thing is to let something hover on your mind for too long. So if I have an argument, for example, with my partner or friend, I will try and resolve the matter immediately. One of the things that I love doing is going to the gym. If I've got any stresses or an anxiety going in my head, just clears my mind. Just picking up weights and or going for a swim does so much to me. So try it out. It makes all the difference. Some people like going for a walk or speaking to someone else just to clear their mind. For example, if you're having an argument, for me, what works is that don't try and deal with the matter straight away. Take some moment out, pause, you know what I mean? Go to a different environment, get some fresh air, and then revisit the matter later on. Because when tension's high and obviously you just don't want to say all the wrong things, so definitely try that. But to be a happier person, there's a few things that you can also follow that makes all the difference. So number one, make someone else happy. It's contagious. Like, someone could be going through something and you can walk past them and you could be smiling, and that may put them in a positive mood. So try that. Number two, journal. Get a journal and practice gratitude. It's so powerful. Just every morning writing one thing that you're grateful for, whether it's waking up, having a house over your head, having friends or family, having food to eat. Just write it down. It makes you appreciate things that you don't have. And, you know, we all have needs and aspiration. That's okay. But sometimes when we don't achieve it, we're too hard on ourselves. But sometimes you have to remember, listen, things could be worse. So just reminding yourself, listen, that you're in a good place is very important. Number three, spend time with people who make you feel good. Very, very essential. Your circle will make all the difference. You don't want to be around people that are negative, people that are going to pull you down. You want people that's going to help you to grow, be a better person. And not just yes people, someone that's going to tell you the truth and let you know what, this is what you're doing, that's right, or this is what you're doing, that's wrong, or this is areas where you need to improve. But also provide constructive criticism, which is essential in order to be a better person. Number four, learn something new. I make it my duty to, you know what I mean, learn a course, whether that's on Skillshare, Udemy. I use platforms to learn. I watch YouTube tutorials. I go on Google. The world is always to make sure you utilize these free resources that we have, even podcasts. Listen to it, Audible. Listen to it. Read a book. All that information is out there for us to use. And people say knowledge is power, but as I said, knowledge is not power unless you act on it. It's very, very important to make the most of the information that we have in this world. And for those of you that finish university and think, oh yeah, that's the end of my studying, you are wrong. You got so much more that you can learn and explore. And if you feel like you're gonna stop learning after university, then you got another thing coming. Number five, exercise. Exercise is so powerful for me, especially when maybe my energy is low or I'm in a bad mood. Just going to pick up some weights or going for a swim, as I said, makes all the difference for me. It gives me another form of energy. It's crazy. You go to the gym to pick up stuff and lose energy, but then you leave the gym with more energy. I don't know how it works, but science clearly it says it. It does it, and I actually feel good. As I said, when I leave the gym, I could work for a number of hours, be tired, go to the gym, and then get a boost to come back and work on my task again. So yeah, exercise as much as you can, and obviously eat healthy to complement it. Number six, be your own cheerleader. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will be believing in you. So make sure that you know what I mean, have confidence. Obviously, don't be someone that's cocky, but be someone that, you know what I mean, believes in their abilities and skills, and strive for high goals. Don't set simple goals that you know are easy. You want to stretch yourself, take yourself out of your comfort zone if you want to grow and be a better person. So remember to be your own cheerleader and be a leader, more importantly. So yeah, that's the end of today's podcast, people. I hope you found it very useful. Take care and remember to work smarter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.